Unterschiede. Going to first recite generating bodhicitta for immeasurable aspiration. May all sentient beings enjoy happiness and the causes of happiness. They may be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May they never be separated from the great happiness devoid of suffering. And may they dwell in the great equanimity that is free from attachment and aversion. Can contemplate a little bit on this one. So we also going to just read the previous few verses, remind each time what we have learned. The first verses, by thinking of all sentient beings as more precious than a wish-fulfilling jewel, for accomplishing the highest aim, I will always hold them dear. So each verse have some kind of a title or the summary. And the first one is the source of teachings and cherishing others, that always keep love and compassion towards all sentient beings. As we said before, because sentient beings or sentient beings should be our the object of practice, because of the sentient being, we can have a opportunity to practice, practice of renunciation, practice of especially bodhicitta, compassion, and all of the six paramitas. Also very important to remember this. It's not just saying, but actually it's like that. Without sentient beings, so we cannot have a full, they take vowels about non-harming and increasing your kind of capacity to serve others. And also there's no the opportunity to grow in our practice in teaching the way of bodhisattva. So the sentient beings helped us in relative kind of aspect of our life, and also even reach enlightenment, the attending enlightenment. The way to practice engages a lot of Mahayana practice with the object of a sentient beings. So that's why sentient beings are future Buddhas and very important. Also, mother like sentient being. Then some may say sentient being also cause us a lot of harm and confuse and a lot of attachment towards the sentient being. So we have a stuck in samsara. But as we said, this is not a full or intention to anyone of any of the sentient being try to harm others in ultimate level, but only confused and have a different karmic relationship, or some are having karmic debt, or some are having uncontrollable circumstances. So sentient beings are wandering in the realm of samsara. So in this case, we sentient beings are the lost of the direction, I think you can say. So although in this level, most of the sentient beings, especially in the virtuous realms, they try to help each other. The most important quality. And then next verses, whenever I am in the company of others, I will regard myself as the lowest among all. And from the depth of my heart, cherish others as the supreme. This is if we love sentient being, and also important elements of our life is kind of a respect others. How you respect others, one important quality is being humble. Otherwise, we may become, too much proud, arrogant, and become an aggressor, or too much invasion kind of energy from body, speech, and mind. So these second verses are also very important. Especially if you try to help other sentient beings, they said different attitude to help. Some are have a more selfish navigated mind and try to help others. Then it may easy to get angry, or may have easily disappointed or frustrated by any unwanted circumstances. So if you humble and you put you in the low, then you can accept all the situation. As we said once, I remember truck drivers in Myanmar and other places, they face very difficult muddy road, and the drivers have learned how to become a humorous person. If you're angry and you felt there are a lot of rains and difficult the weather, and also road condition is terrible, so the car condition also not good. So in this case, if you say, "Oh, I wanted to make on time on our original schedule," and some people angry with the weather, road, government, or people, and blame themselves for why I have to carry so much heavy load or carry too much people on the inside of car or something. But instead, they learned to be happy all the time and also respect the nature condition. What we face, we will kind of find a way to figure out. If you become very angry and disturbed, not really helping the situation. So become more intelligent, not just burst kind of a emotion in this bad situation. So these are very good to learn. When we have a company with closed relatives, father, mother, or family members, or co-worker, or any people surrounding you, and one become too much kind of a proud or pride or over proud, arrogant, then the other one will immediately feel uncomfortable. So if we really consider to help others, then be kind of alert and also courteous to think of others' way of to kind of give others opportunity to speak or express. Also, you can give others as I say, polite words. Instead say, I want to do this, we say, oh, should we do this or something? The words make a very difference. Some people say, I don't have a bad intention, so I will say whatever I want or directly. But too much thinking about, I'm an honest person, I'm a direct, I will say anything straightforwardly. These are also have to be careful. Because it's not you, the speaker, kind of listening everything, but other people also listening. You are speaking towards others, not yourself. So you have to be kind of aware of the words and the way of saying things. And these are, I think, it came from you care about others. You don't want to create suffering or pain in others' feeling mind. So the respect is very important. So try to, it's also habituation for some people. Humble is there much easy for others, maybe very difficult. If you are being kind of a male dominant, the kind of a society, male more aggressive than the female nature, generally, individual, very different. And also, some people, let's see, in a position, higher position, they have a difficult to kind of say, kind of pleasing others, the words of some kind of uncertain, they always will make sure, and even over exaggerated words will come from the proud and the arrogant. So for these, I think generally we will say, always remember, the humble is friendliness and softness. It's easy to kind of make ease for others. So humble is the second one. Third, in my every action, I will watch my mind, and the moment destructive emotion rises, I will confront them strongly and avert them. Since they will hurt both me and others. This is a confronting and averting disturbing emotions. So it's very important, of course, each of these very important point here, but for all of people who want to speak, study Buddhism, or you are just try to seeking or pursuing happiness. These words are necessary, kind of have to learn or have to pay attention to. because our emotion very powerful. They against our will sometimes create a lot of difficult situation for yourself and others. So it's not only bad people have emotion, but many there's a so-called originally wanted to do good. There are a lot of emotional problems. I think if you say the most important or you say the biggest obstacles that block your way to pursuing happiness or can reach happiness, that is emotion, I think. Emotions suddenly kind of a sudden rise in your mind, and you can become a very against yourself or others. It's emotion is like water. Sometimes it's very smooth, like silk, and very tender, very warm. And also emotionally, in next moment or in other situation happens, then you mind turn too hard. Then it's like ice, easy to broke. It's sharp, so tough. And even if you say there is a called the evil mind, right? So that means they are can be become very negative as the emotion, because too much emotion, you can see a lot of suffering in public and also private. Many people suffered, cannot manage their own mind, emotion, and cannot really kind of make a solution or to reverse or lead your own mind to better kind of a way. There are emotion, it's very, of course, there are many ways to deal with it, but time is important, one factor. But not always. Time is useful for some people. Some people may remember 10, 20 years, one hatred or uncomfortable feeling they carried for many years. For some people, short-tempered, but after a while, only a few minutes or 10, one day later, they were kind of totally not there. So time for some people, it's a good kind of a healer through time. But for others, I think time passes, not help very much, because these habitual tendencies or patterns are coming back again and again, striking you. So for this, we need to train our mind. Train again and again, and to deeply realize what is happening and what is the cause of the pain and the suffering. And it's very important to recognize I am the responsible for my own destructive thoughts and emotions. If we think others are responsible because I have this uncomfortable feeling because of you, because of this, that. Then, if you wanted to try to fix external things, are not that easy sometimes. Some are impossible, almost. You have to reflect your own mind. Otherwise, the solution is you are on you. It's not on the other kind of objects or external events. For example, some people don't like the system or some religion. You cannot really change the religion by just your anger, and even social structure and one policy or even external one person there, you think they are devil or something very badly, but they are not acting according your wish, even if you have a misunderstanding or something kind of negative contact or intervene, then may situation may become worse or you get more trouble maybe. So for some situation, of course, you can participate, you can make contribution, and you do something to change. But it's not guaranteed, not easy for many circumstances. So for this, especially for one practitioner, so it's important to always remember that there is a much easier and a more a direct solution. That is, you will see these feelings, these came from certain view, certain aspect of thinking. So you should check whether that kind of rule or you have your own judgment is right or is a proper or improper. Is that necessary or you think it's not necessary or it may have a far more complicated causes. So you think rationally or you reason it, then you will find the right solution. More important is thinking about the what my perception, why I have this perception. And if you think this is right, this is the rule, but this rule, it may be right in certain aspect, but they are also, if you go beyond, you will see another kind of aspect or situation that you may change your original opinion. So these are important too. Once one have a certain uncomfortable emotions and directly, immediately you can analyze it, and then not if this tendency, there is a tendency to become more negative or destructive, then you should kind of at least not let this emotion grow and explode, but hold this situation and immediately remember that they may cause negative consequences for you and others, other people. So it's like a pre-warning to yourself when some emotion, negative, destructive especially, rises, then it's called confronting them strongly and averting them. So these, it's important, as we have the famous story called one monk wanted to steal something. He immediately shouted and two others said, oh, this person is kind of doing something bad. So he able to control himself by humiliating himself. Those are the example of how we should make effort to strongly avert them, confront and avert them. And whenever I see ill-natured beings or those overwhelmed by heavy misdeeds or suffering, I will cherish them as something rare, as though I found a priceless treasure. The fourth, this one is transforming adversity by cherishing others. So I think this also, we can say, some nice people who is very nice to you. Then we cherish them and see them as a teacher or being humble, immediately find our own negative emotion. These are much easier. But if you or one kind of meet some people are more rough characters, difficult person, and emotionally unstable, or they say something kind of unpleasant words and do something kind of behave very misdeeds or do something negative, not suitable kind of activities for your mind, and then we may have a anger towards them and a discrimination and maybe how to say feel ill, the feeling of ill feel towards them, and then so then if we this is also a compassion aspect of the cherishing others. For less kind of care and compassion, then others' business, you don't care about anything. If somebody want to suicide or take a drug or self-destructive kind of activities, you say, go ahead, and then I don't care. And if you want to do this, nobody's stopping you. So it's kind of up to you. It's your choice. It's American people always, many people say like this. How to say? Carry your, what's it? Means like, mind your own business. Or, there's another way to express. You say, I don't remember the frame, the words. They don't want to, many people want, they don't find themselves and do things by themselves. They don't want to, maybe some people don't want, not everybody, but many people have this culture. I want to find myself, don't tell me what to do, right? These words. Actually still, if you have a carrying your compassion, you respect them. If they don't want to help, then you will see that they have their own confidence and want to, their capabilities that is there. So you give them a space and time and opportunity, or you can back up a step kind of a further way, and then you can still in the gaze of caring, any you can anytime if there is a needed help, then you can reach them. I think I can, even in different culture, have a different situation. If in certain Asian country, if you don't need really help, but if others really warmly, willingly help you, then you may accept that help because there are friendship shows some kind of a, it's not necessarily kind of a say, I can do myself, I have the strength, but you gave this kind of engagement or friendship a more cooperation between two of you or something. So these are commonly seen. But if you don't want to be helped by others, I understand this. First, you help others, then they maybe need assistance again and again. So people want to be more independent and they can carry their life on their own. So these are also good kind of way of thinking. So both. But here, this one is about to analyze others' pain and suffering. And if you see difficult situation, difficult person, and then you kind of, this is a time we can cultivate our mind and also to overcome difficult situation and firstly, I think the fourth verses, fifth and the sixth, these are all the related, the, of course, first, second, third, and also two, but especially fourth and fifth, the sixth, these are more step-by-step further kind of training. So first, all kind of sentient beings, and the first verses, they said all sentient beings are like treasure, so a source of teaching and cherishing others. Then second, being humble. And third, the emotion is a problem. So we should averting disturbing emotions. And then fourth, it's especially who creates disturbing emotion, the mostly kind of a so-called negative situation or more negative, destructive, ill-natured beings. So we do angry towards some situation. For example, some people may be angry towards a tornado or fire, tsunami or Cal Fire in California. But these are relatively less people because people understand this is not intentionally creating this suffering. Some people may be angry towards PG&E more than the fire itself. But if you someone responsible, you think this is an ill-natured being, he creates something, it's specific person or characters. So you have enough the raise intention and the target, you find the target. And then you can kind of letting go or not letting go. You may have a releasing anger or something towards particular object or person. So in this situation, we should always still think they are rare kind of. Cherish them as they're something rare, priceless treasure. This also same as we said before, if you wanted to conquer, overcome your own emotion, there is an opportunity when the so-called ill-natured being is there. So immediately reflecting on your own mind, they make this uncomfortable feeling, disturbed mind, and many different thoughts rises. So that time is the golden time. It's like you are, you are making steel more stronger. Then you have to put in the fire and the temperature is very high. Then you can make the strength of tough steel. You can strengthen in the steel's kind of a quality. So similarly, when the situation hot kind of a situation came, then you have the opportunity to increase or strengthen your ability and how to you manage your mind. And also that is challenging for compassion, patience and tolerance, all of these. how you subdue the anger and also a disturbed mind become more calm. It's very, very important. So now this is already, we have had this in before. So we also did little while the meditation section last class. So now is fifth. I will read the Tibetan here. Dala jen jim chagdo ko shikir la so marg bi chungkha rang limpa tang jarkha jen lam barwar sho. Whenever someone out of envy does me wrong by attacking or belittling me, I'll take defeat upon myself and give the victory to others. So this is regarding others as a teacher of patience. The very important practice. So I remember we already in the first of the class, the first day of this class, we already said this story, Geshe Chikawa, very much moved by the, he first saw this verses, may I accept lose or defeat or upon myself and offering the victory to others. So so this let's see, so this one, this not only you seeing the ill-natured people, you are cultivating your compassion and so on, as we said before. Here it's really happening, engaging with you and exchanging some words and emotion, these. So if somebody, because of this envy or jealous or anything like that, so accusing us or saying very unpleasant words in front of you or behind you, all of these are very difficult. If you say eight-worded dharma, right? If you're thinking about this, if you have a coworker, your friends, you say something negative, then you may think, oh, they will report to my boss, or I will lose my opportunity to kind of impress them, or give them a good impression, or future opportunities, or people won't like me, or they will say something negative behind me, in front of me, or all of these. Many people very care about their face, losing, afraid of losing face, and also the credibility and also fame. Some people say, I will kind of sacrifice my life for my name in order to address or honoring for the just name, then they can do everything. And these, in some area or some tradition, very much kind of emphasize these. So people suffered a lot by afraid of losing their face or name, something in negative way. So but the if you say this is a the words of a when others out of envy treat me unfairly with a kind of assault, insult or saying very size you or be little or something little on yourself, then you feel uncomfortable and you also wanted to show you are kind of powerful or smart or wealth, you have a rich kind of a something, experienced or strength or many things like that. So, but actually, you should think also too, it's not important too much of a particular person say or think of you or anything. You it won't immediately become like that. But when you respond in negatively, you are kind of cooperating that narrative and also become like what he said. It's if you say, oh, this person is very short-tempered, and you yelling back, say, I'm not, then immediately prove that you are. So similarly, you should say, we shouldn't let in the not reacting negatively to criticism, and that you can put the criticism in immediate end. If you kind of further argument, raise discussion or negative kind of attitude, then that smiley situation will carry on and continuously. So you don't have the power to stop everybody's mouth, tongue or something, but you have the choice. You can choose. Not everyone have this intentionally take choices, but you actually, with the practice, you should have the control of your own reaction, especially not want to harm others, even though they said or did something bad, but you still consider them as I said before, it's a priceless treasure or gem or something. So want to benefit, not to lose situation or lose win situation, but win-win situation all the time in your mind, thinking about how to conquer or subdue or tame one's own emotional disturbance, kind of a disturbed kind of mind, not to become too emotionally all the time, but you always have awareness and also love and tolerance, patience. Always patience and love, it's always, always important. All of the different tradition, religion, always talking about love and tolerance. There is a point. As a result, if you can practice love and tolerance, then the situation will kind of settle down and cannot go carry wildly like a roller coaster or a rodeo or something like that. Become your mind won't become like that. So if you really make that situation very serious and end up you just know you are just disturbing each other's mind. Otherwise, there is really no point to argue with them. Doesn't matter you think they are envy or what is the situation, or you have this kind of you did something wrong, so they are accusing you, then we should kind of in mind, you should think thanks towards others. We can change or we can kind of fix or we can become a better person, not to let others feel negatively. Also, there not means you, let's see, For this verses, may I accept and lose upon myself and offering victory to others. These kind of practice for when we say, oh, this is important, many people may think you are crazy because for secular kind of society, normal society, people wanted to avoid in the kind of, if you, how to say, if you, other people, some people treat you negatively, you may revenge or attack back or fight back. That is kind of normal. If you don't immediately so-called fight back, but you may kind of try to avoid those negative situation. But there's a love or something is more difficult. Or as I said, accept and lose, or there's negative, in America, always you will see people write these words, never give up, then how you accept the lose. And also offering others victory, no way. You should kind of take your opportunity to defeat others. And that kind of activity, attitude is normal in normal secular society. But as a practitioners, as a practitioner, you should one should think about more different aspect about thinking that kind of a reaction. It's understandable, fairly understandable, but not necessarily the having the aspect of a long term kind of a improve yourself and also really deeply love and care about others, then you have a different options on this situation. You want to, or you offer others victory doesn't mean you will lose, actually. It could be two victory. And you don't need to thinking about when lose all the time. And also, if you offer other victories, and then it's a, this victory may be small, but you have a big victory. Others only reach temporary and will vanish. Those victories are not that much important. I also knew some people because of others, somebody look staring me, then this person fighting and physically fighting with this person. And also we can see road rage like that. They're only very small, blocking each other or something, maybe intentionally, unintentionally did something. So some people can be very angry, even kind of took their weapon or gun or to shoot people. So then what kind of a long-term benefit you get? Nothing. Just mistake after mistake. And also when this altercation or encounter in the with the people, verbal judo or those happens, then later on become very difficult to control. Then you have to go to jail, or you lose a lot of money, or you have to face lawsuit or something. Then you may deeply regret and thought those words are, or those little actions others did are nothing compared the consequences of the anger and the frustration and even harming others. Then we are not smart enough to control the situation, but follow the arrogant, or no, the negative emotions, showing some attitude towards others, it's worthless, nothing meaningful. Even you can surprise others that not really don't make the life meaningful. So as a, this, we should always remember, if there is a chance to avoid negative consequences and situation, we should kind of try to do solve problem, not make problem in control or uncontrollable. Develop to the uncontrollable stages. And there are a lot of these situations. One time, actually, I have this story. One monk who I knew and also stayed this place, the person's home, and I have my suitcase, and I trust this person, and I travel to different place, another place. I put my suitcase in his home, house, and then when I came back, I found the money, a lot of money, actually, not a lot, but sizable money is gone. And before that, I found his kind of a, I called him, this person, it's many, many years ago, 2004 or something like that, three or four, maybe. And his reaction and it's very strange on the phone. He said he's not available in Chengdu. He's not there. And where you are, he said some place. And after kind of 4 or 5 hours, I met him in Chengdu one bookstore. He's wandering and walking inside of bookstore, and immediately I think this person maybe touched my suitcase, otherwise he won't lie. And then that his face is very strange and then red or something. But then I went to his home and stayed overnight, and then I reached his place and I checked my suitcase, the money, I think US dollar, Hong Kong dollar, and the Chinese RMB. Those times, we don't have much habit to put those money into bank. Some money in the bank, but some we carry with a suitcase. And then I thought, it's no point. He may need some money, and he was also doing good things. He's building one nursing home or something, house in his monastery. I heard about this. And he said, oh, I have some little money. I will take those money from bank and to give you some of those. He said, oh, there are some his guests. He has a guest in Chinese person and others. Those people may took your money. And then later on, I think I didn't say much words, but keep normal and kept normal kind of engagement with him. And because I didn't frustrate anger or something, but because this monk much older than me. And then he said he have some kind of pill, what's it called? Nectar pill or something. And he also gave me some His Holiness the Lama Vajranath, and accepted those. And then he said, I'll have some money, I will draw from the bank and then give you some money. And then I said, I trust this person, and doesn't matter before or after. Now, of course, the situation is not there, but I said, you can, if it's useful or something good, then anyone took it. So I wish this money will help them out. And then I stayed overnight, and next day we also had samba or something happily part. And then a few months later, I met this person. He's also still feel very uncomfortable, feel shy or something. He's and of course, he knows something. But I think overall, I'm not like a bodhisattva or something, this great something. But through the hearing and the teachings, I understand what I should do. Not one of my friend is there. He knew the situation. He said, that is easy. He knew the monastery and he wanted to do something, but I stopped him. It's not to make this situation kind of negatively. We will handle this. I also didn't think about the karma, but I think maybe it's a karma too. At that time, I didn't think too much because it's kind of just one situation, not big, but it's something. So, accept the lose upon myself and offering the victory to others. These each one, I think, also have a different stories in their life. Sometimes it's not about wealth or money, but it's a kind of, 人情世故, 怎么说呢? People have between there is affection, love, and also you respect others. You can see others' circumstances. If some people have a negative behavior to stealing or something, doing something, and for good reason or compassionate reason, you can yell at them or you can even hit them is possible for compassionate mind. Also, there are possible that you can tolerate them and make them more courageously kind of changing. Sometimes you catch them and punish them, then they thought, I lose this, that I didn't handle those situation well, or next do I do better, I will do better. If you have a showing a different, if you more loving or more warm, some people have a deep kind of a change happens. Some people not, but anyway, these situations. So for why we should accept defeat and offering victory to others. Another point of thinking is to think about the full circle of the past negative karma, because karma won't kind of waste, or what's called the karma is always there. So as we mentioned briefly karma before, karma has many aspects. Everything we do is karma or action. Action has a kind of power or the consequences. And sometimes for people, some people difficult to accept karma. One thing is they think if one action did happen in many, many years ago or even many lives before, then would that power would be seized, should be seized, won't kind of appear that consequences in later life or many lives, many eons even, time. thousands, tens of thousands, millions, billions of years before and after, how can this power still there? It's impossible. Only immediate reaction or in this lifetime, you will see some people may say, oh, your character's personality because of your childhood memory or experience, even infant kind of a baby time, what you are kind of the situation in that time will affect your whole life or teenage kind of age maybe also too. For some people, even this is difficult to accept. If it's an infant time, you experience something will impact your whole of life, it's ridiculous. And also, there are a lot of things are not to fully understand. That's why karma is one of those inconceivable, or only Buddha can able to apprehend or fully. It said, even a law of physics, this one is called the quantum entanglement. It said, doesn't matter space, how long one is in the age of, not there's no age much, but universe, another tangled the item, the particle in the other very far away, but this positive part, the, how to say, these two particles will impact each other immediately. Doesn't matter how far distance between those two tangled quantum leaps or the but how far doesn't matter, they will impact each other. This is a kind of space. There is no time kind of a difficulty between, even that is the space is very, very far each other from each other. I think this also shows something our mind not easy to digest, but happens. That's a science. Also had a kind of a become acceptable theory, accepted the theory. Similarly, karma also has the mind aspect of there is no time kind of a limit or difficulties for mind traveling. There is no space and time difficulty. We can say this way in Bardo, you can immediately go to, you immediately born in different realms, different kind of cosmic realms, different place. I am not saying this same theory, but you can say they are kind of an aspect you will think, you can think of a karma. And generally we will say we are shaping our own mind, our way of thinking, or the primary kind of source or the power to make your mind. That's why Dharmapada, I think maybe Fa Jujin, put in the, let me check if I find, I will read this part for you. Remember all. Well, I couldn't find, but I read today, and this is the same. Your mind is, you are what you think. The speak actions, speak or act in positively or virtuous way, then the result or the consequences of the positive result will also emerge from that action. And also we are what we think, or then if we do negatively, then it's also follows consequences of in negative way and wrapping the fruition of negative. So this is saying we should be aware of our mind, the body, and speech are the fruition or partner, or let's say energy of mind. And virtuous, non-virtual, or neutral is roughly categorized the karma in those three type. And suffering from desire realm is more severe. And in fourth level of dhyana or santan, then that is not this. I can say not very stable. I think if you can say not very stable from that three dhyana. And above that, it's more pleasant. I think we can say this from three dhyana, one, two, three, those, they were more happy kind of a karmic fruition is there. And desire realm is more negative consequences or negative fruition is there. And if we're above this three dhyana, and then above of that, it's more neutral. Limitless of mind, limitless of space, the space and mind, consciousness, and nothing whatever is the fourth. This is a kind of a formless realm we're talking about. What we said, Diana, this is a form realm, and then fourth Diana, and then the formless realm is more, not much kind of a happy or unhappy kind of fruition, but it's more neutral. So anyway, then what we are saying is what we, if we face some people are showing some negative, harmful kind of activities, then we should think about the point of view of the karmic circle. That is very important. Then you think many people have this in Buddhist society. For example, many Tibetans went to exile in India. Then for some people, not everyone understand karma, law of karma, or we can say the karmic theory. And then some people will become very angry, a lot of anger there. And some people have a homesick, and weather, language, and way of life is very different. So they have a hope and a fear. So they are become vulnerable. But for others, there are some people always find a little happiness every corner of life. So for those people, especially some people understand this is just some, if you cannot directly explain what is the cause very clearly, but you know there's a nothing kind of happens by nothing. It's there must be cause and the conditions there. So whether it's a collective karma or individual karma is always there. So for those people, much easy to adapt life in their any circumstance, even if it's in a foreign land or in jail or labor camp or something, anything. Or if you are having kind of personal, maybe family separation or life death situation, but you will deeply kind of have a faith in karma and understand the karma, no waste or no kind of nothing happened in the wrong way. I did something before or this, so I won't make this situation will become future kind of a debt of karmic debt or harming others or yourself. So you will be control the situation, not developing further in negative consequences. So this is the point. So this is accepting the law loose and giving the victory to others through serving them. Also, too, you want to say, this is a situation. Usually we serve what we have a kind of a salary or some positive kind of a expectation or something, expect something return in positive. But if you can go furthermore, even your consequence, this will kind of not bring you something good, but at least you can solve that negative consequences, or you can make this become diminish the obscurations. So for this also important, we can defeat the accept defeat or lose it, and offering victory to others, and in order to serve others, in order to keep that good plan, some good cause, karmic cause, for this, the serving others is very important. Doesn't matter. It's a good behavior towards us or me. We don't always think, oh, why did this to me or poor me, or always kind of a standing point of view from the our own gain and lose or something. But we can stand our own feeling and need or feel from others. They also may have a negative or experience, or they do have some other challenges about their mind, how to transform and behave positively. So they have a difficulty. So from that, you have to just push a little bit more in positive. They may go through in good. For example, some people did something bad. And they may immediately think you were going to do a bad thing to them. Instead of bad thing, you do good thing again. Then they may really, have a sweet their heart and warm their mind with the feelings. And then appreciation is the, immediately rise from that extra mind, extra compassionate kind of a, love or compassionate action. So from the body physically and mentally, they have a strength to show similar kind of response. So if we our limitation and their limitation is similar matching, then we don't have a much kind of further extending kind of a capabilities to show that kind of deeper cultivated mind of a compassion. So forget about the enlightenment, but also from worldly point of view, we don't have the little more than normal kind of people who don't want to study Buddhism. Even further, maybe their compassion is better than us. So what is a kind of a situation we kind of on the path of this bodhicitta, we should often encourage ourselves. We should, when the challenge or situation occurs, we should develop our positive quality, and we can check and also reduce the negative mind or anger or those. Then we also, through these training cultivation, or we can say the circumstances, through the circumstances, we can transform our mind and able to fulfill from short term temporary situation, fulfill the welfare of others or her or his aim. And then from this, we will, it's said, one will die one day. And if you look back, if you did accept losses and also given victory to others, many things, like in many events, you are much more peaceful mind, and you have no regret. You don't feel fear about future, or there is a consequences of karma. It said anger is the most destructive emotion. Anger can send people to hell, and no one can do it. And no one, so only self destructive is most the severe or most harmful is the anger. So by understand these, then deeply kind of reflect. If you, no one, we can say this, not really, with the strong anger shows there's no kind of practice of bodhicitta or meditation. For most people, we cannot 100% say when people are often angry, but they don't have a compassion. That is difficult to say. All the bodhisattvas appear in different circumstances and show in different kind of form of characters. Those are possible. Otherwise, for normal people, often anger, you cannot having anger very deeply with you and you reach enlightenment. Then it's not there, nothing, it's not happening in that way. Accompany with anger to reach enlightenment is impossible. And accompany with anger go to hell is possible. That is kind of often in, you can see many sutras and the quotations from Buddha often say those words. That then the companion or good is the compassion. It's the bodhicitta is to reach enlightenment, who the source of benefit self and others, and accumulate to the merit and wisdom, and have a true fruition, that is the dharmakaya and the rupakaya, or form and mind, the dharmakaya, the understanding of emptiness. So these are important. So from deep bottom of one's mind, heart, to void or to recognize the anger or negative emotions, have a very powerful, it's a very powerful force to driven or drive us is or stuck or driven or what is it, hold us in a samsaric life. They're very, very powerful. So, any circumstances, not this or the others, as long as we don't conquer or tame our mind, we always have some excuse, having some negative karmic kind of images or karmic imprint in mind, and externally some relationship, negative relationship with the words, world or people or with the situation. It's not external situation finally kind of made something bad, but it's consequences of a negative karma kind of behind in those, in each events. So we should always remember that karma and compassion, tolerance, and the how to cultivate the bodhicitta. So it's said, then for people who think there is a sufficient reason, some people are envy due to lack of a basic education or a manner, and harming you or saying something negative. And then those time, what we should think or what attitude or gesture we should have is that we should have the mother who taking care of sick child. So sick child do kind of behave what's a name, naughty or something. There is other words. A child will behave in robust or something. Yeah, I don't know. These words, I may remember wrong words sometimes. Be careful. But it's a child will do yelling to mothers, throwing toys and pee or anything on the ground or inside of the carpet or on top of carpet or inside of his or her seats or something. But the parents won't lose the kind of basic compassion towards child. If they may temporarily feel a little bit uncomfortable, these are possible. So these are important. So it's a saying, each one have some kind of a sensitive button or limit, kind of, there is some limit of tolerance, so we can expand that. There is a saying that some people say, oh, disturbing me once, I will tolerate. Second, I understandable. Third, I will kind of no more tolerance. These are normally seen in the daily life in different society. But we should kind of take our own solution. We don't necessarily kind of just wait or accept or defeat to anybody can step over me or something, not like that, but you have the ability to understand the law of karma, then also you can help to change the situation for both good, for both benefit, go both. If once the situation, circumstance is beyond of your control, then you can accept the defeat. And after that, this is not the final defeat always. So you can kind of give letting go and pursuing some positive things in further. But then if you look back after a while, or 1 year, or any 1 week, or even the day, it's nothing for you. This, except that defeat, is nothing, nothing. So this is a kind of know how to accept, but also know how to letting go of things. Even this life, we can carry form of a human life, but we have to letting go of this physical body, not saying or mentioning others. Of course, the others also have to let it go. So, this one, I think, is more, this and the seven, five and the seven is more about the practice of compassion, and also not only this six is offering victory to others. Six is more seen even them, the people who are doing bad things or to you. You think that is normally called kind of a unjust kind of things happen, then you will see this as a kind of a great opportunity. So exchanging our happiness for others' suffering, then it's become like teacher of you. So these are very important. Let me see our time. We start all already. Yeah, we have to have a finish another one. Kāng lāp dāk pāṅ tāk bī rīvā chī wā kāng jī gā shantā mā rī gā nō shē tāng shēng yī tāmbar rītāvar shō. That is the verses 6. Even when someone I helped or in whom I have placed great hopes mistreated me very unjustly, I will view that person as a true spiritual teacher. So this is more difficult, as we said. If you say, oh, I accept that any circumstances come to me, or I will accept defeat and offering the victory to others, that is already difficult. But to see something unjustice or mistreated me very unjustly, and then I will view that person as a true spiritual teacher, is beyond of a kind of imagination and the words, beyond words, beyond kind of a description that for some people may think this way. So especially here is said, it's a seen thing situation is, even you had helped someone, and then that you also having the great hope for this person, and then return is mistreated unjustly. So this is a kind of a double circumstances. Once you have helped and you have this great hope, whom you have placed a good great hope, and then this turn negative, it treats you, mistreat me, and unjustly. So, but you have to see them as a true spiritual teacher, or on the way of a practice, you should, that's called the hallowed teacher. So then this is a saying, when you do something good for others, we shouldn't think about return. You shouldn't think of, I did this, you should did to this me, and that is a kind of business treat, not really genuinely help others, helping others. Of course, generally, we can say, we understand you do something good, people usually do good thing to you. That is many situations like that. It's a normal, like kind of a basic manner or basic situation or the most of society. But as a practitioner, we will have to accept there are many situations, many circumstances. It's not like that. You help greatly may have a very big harm to you. This can be, happened before like that. So for this, we should also practice of not having the expectation and this related towards the 7 and 8 verses of teaching. What we have to know, the things are like not only having the karma involved in those situations, but also we have to see them as an illusion and dream. Otherwise, if we have this return something good, that kind of feeling, it's a self-motivated activities, not genuine compassion. If you accept all good and bad behavior after you doing kind of good or helping others, then your mind is motivation is kind of real, kind of a compassionate mind. Otherwise, it's all become conditioned or preference. The special preference that is there. If you do not do it, returning in good, so I won't help you, or I will stop my helping. Only continuing, kind of, then I will try to help you. Something like this is a kind of a limited compassion. This is a compare to no-much compassion. This is a good, but compared to bodhicitta, that is still an immature kind of stage of mind. We can say, because we have the grasping towards something return, and whether it's a good fame or material wealth or some kind of a serving you back, create some happiness or something in return. So those kind of a mind, if it didn't happen, then frustrated and also disgust feel, or you also, if you get hurt, then you also may hurt back towards them. So in these circumstances, this is the very important, crucial that to conquer or the limited kind of mind or compassion become unconditioned. Very solid ground in bodhicitta mind. It doesn't matter circumstance how the result is. I will. That is not stopping you continue generate compassion, unlimited compassion towards all sentient beings, whether they are good behavior, negative behavior, or didn't return good to you, even return negative to you. Then you will see that is a more precious opportunity to continue to cultivate one's own mind. So this is a kind of a real patience, real compassion, and having how to test compassion. How to say, if you've gone through these, continue having didn't seize your mind, the compassion, but become a very strong, continuously wish kind of others happy and achieve, reach enlightenment, or you have a continually generating the kindness that is the best. That is the circumstances or the situation that make us grow. As also we learned the transforms happiness and suffering into enlightenment, or transform circumstances into path of enlightenment. Those are similar when we have been difficult, most difficult, ironic kind of a situation, but we don't shake our commitment towards bodhisattva vows and our four immeasurable aspirations. These already set in deep root in your mind. That is very, very important. And I will read one or two of the Shantideva's some I think maybe it's okay. So I think I will say time is almost there, and we can always remember that if you did something good, don't think that is enough. You did enough, and also you helped some sentient beings, or you dedicated some merit towards all sentient beings, then you should, or one should continue. And if you always think we did something limited activities, then we could become very proud, or kind of become arrogant or something. Then it's totally against our original kind of aspiration of a bodhicitta. And doesn't matter it's a harmful person, or you think they should be do good, never did, or something, but to keep your aspiration for all of those who don't want suffering and want to be happy, so continue. So that is the, we do things without these precondition, or to get rid of the expectation. So that is the main point. So for this, I think we can say in daily life and meditation or something, we can continue to practice. And let's see, that is this too, today, what we learned today. Whenever someone out of envy does me wrong by attacking or belittling me, I will take defeat upon myself and give a victory to others. In daily life, daily time, each day, we can practice some of this aspect of this verses. And in life, even your mother or father say something negative or not really meaningful words, or even out of their anger and some kind of frustration, they said something illogical words, then you think you can digest, or you can happily kind of accept that is also some kind of small. You won't argue with them, you can criticize them, or you can correct them, but accept you settle down the situation. Also, you didn't do something bad, but they think it's you. But then you can explain, of course, but then they have an emotion or something, then you can accept that. Yes, I will change that how to say, by accept that victory. Sometimes people, you if you accept you if you defeat accepted that defeat, or then people will kind of immediately become peaceful. They have a no further complaint. That is much easier than the arguing in little things. Even when someone have a help or in whom I have placed a great hope mistreat me very gravely, unjustly, I will view a person as a true spiritual teacher. I think this is very important. Even our Dharma friendship or Dharma brothers, sisters, these, we should always think about these lines. And then the agreeable mind and the self-discipline is the key to live harmoniously with the one teacher of a student of themselves. If student writes little kind of a that in the this and that, this small idea from this corner mind and that corner of mind, and then don't think about our precepts and the vowels and also the aspiration of bodhicitta, then it's become like a easily disagree and easily have an emotion towards each other. And then always thinking we are in same mandala, same kind of a path. So it's very important to trust each other, to respect each other, and also regulate your own behavior, what you say or what you do. It's very important. And otherwise, it's there is called in some people say, in the religion there is a politics, and then it's become kind of another institution that having we are not like practicing what the Buddha taught, but it's more the political kind of aspect of a secular society. So then it's a worse situation, very unwanted situation in that direction. So we often say, we according the teaching, we should always behave that the rest is not important, that put in second, third, not important. And I wish you have some kind of words in your mind in this class. Thank you, and I will read that dedication. Let me see, I have it here. May the lives of a glorious master be secure, and may all sentient beings enjoy happiness and peace. May we all accumulate merit and wisdom, purifying all negative karma, and sweetly reach enlightenment. Thank you very much, and see you tomorrow. Let's see, have this question or something, I don't know. The way people, I don't know, it's okay.